Good afternoon. My name is Roel Schaart. I'm your podcast host for today. I'm very excited to have an amazing person on board. As you know, we do on a regular basis those podcasts, coaches, for coaches, and different topics. And let me introduce you, Haya. Haya is not only an amazing coach, studied Ericsson Coaching, also a managing director and a board member of Lama Holding in Dubai. And I have great questions that we like to go through. Haya, welcome. And maybe you can also explain a bit what you do, where you come from, and some other things that you would like to share to the audience.
Yes, thank you, Roel. Well, it's a pleasure being here. I work in my family office. I've been working with them for 15 years now. And this year I decided I want to, after my own coaching journey with my experience with a master coach, I decided this is something I would love to explore for myself and others. So I did the certificate, as you mentioned. And it's all about helping young women and men in our region to really reach their full potential in all directions of their lives.
Excellent. So that's great. And of course, you are in Dubai. It's a different culture, different country. And you as a female coach, what is your strength coaching in a female country? Because you also said you coach male and female.
Yes. So in many ways, our culture and both our culture and religion is very enriched and empowers women in many, many ways. But unfortunately, at times, this is misunderstood and women become certainly blocked or stuck at a moment in their time where they don't know how to move forward because of either, you know, the way things were in their families or in the culture around them, that is sometimes not the reality of things. And they realize that they can make certain moves and they can make certain decisions to get them out. And coaching in specific, compared to therapy, therapy is great. It's a wonderful tool as well. But the nice thing about coaching is that it gives that light towards where they want to go and mm-hmm. helps them understand that it is doable. You know, there is a way to get out of that situation you're in, and all you need is that companionship with you, a professional to help you do that.
Yes. Okay. And is there a special, let's say, strength that you offer as a female coach in a Muslim country?
Yes, I would say my experience working with family and understanding the culture that we come from. Mm-hmm. So I understand how it can be challenging for some women, but because I was able to do it myself, and being coached, I was able to really dig into these skills, which is to really speak to the woman from heart to heart and tell them, I know exactly what you're going through. I've been through it and you can do it. If I did it, you can do it as well. If you want to, you know, follow your dreams, start all over again, that is possible. So I would say my experience and my, I really enjoy and love the deep, meaningful connections. So doing that with the woman around me is very powerful for this journey to move on.
If I look in the competencies of the ICF framework, you know, trust and safety, I think this is a very important and strength that you can offer to say, hey, you know, I did this before. We don't need to be a expert or meta expert, but still the safety and trust because you went through this path. Excellent. Do you see any challenges for you as a female coach? If any?
I wouldn't say there. I mean, I wouldn't say the word challenge. It would probably just be helping these women. I mean, I say women in specific, but it could be women or men. Just taking that leap of faith and trusting the process of what coaching is. Mm-hmm. And I feel like maybe it's not as widely known what coaching really is, and it's specific. You, of course, we all know it's not advising, it's not trying to move them in a certain direction. It's all their choices. They're the master of their lives. We as coaches are the master of the process. And I think it's just getting these people's awareness about what coaching is, and to have them just take that leap of faith and jump into it. I think once that's done, all other challenges kind of disappear.
Okay. Can you give some examples of your role as a coach, and you help those, you know, women into their own transitions as you did yourself?
Yes, for example, I had a coachee who came in with like a whole business plan of what she wants to do to enhance her business, and her challenges in the business, and kept focusing on the business. And then when we had our first coaching session, she realized it's not just about the business. There's so much more that was underlying in her personal life. And that kind of transformed the whole contract and coaching session and coaching goal into something completely different. And even though we're still in the beginning of the process, but she started to understand that the business isn't just a business. It's suppliers, it's salaries, it's human touch, it's CSR, it's sustainability. It's more than just, you know, getting,
yes,
making ends meet.
Okay, so you touched one topic and then it opens up for many other things.
Yes,
100%. Yes. Sorry. Do you do more life coaching, or what I mean is, you know, on site, or is it also Zoom? What do the clients prefer?
Now it's Zoom. It's Zoom. However, I'd like to really build my platform to make the coaching session as whimsical as possible, if I want to use the word, in the sense that I'm taking an art therapy class, a course. I'm taking two in the coming 2 or 3 months. And I would like to have a space here in Dubai where I can, you know, do that coaching and also add that art therapy element to help people who are having difficulty getting to the goal they want to get to in terms of stating it, you know, in writing, and then working from there. So I'd love to have a space to do that eventually.
So you use art as a way to express their feelings, or can you elaborate a bit
more?
Yes.
So the art therapy kind of is quite new in this region, and therefore it was not easy to find a course. However, I found two that I liked, and I am looking forward to explore them more. But I've done some sort of that art therapy with my coach myself. And it's basically putting out there your feeling, your emotion, and then writing about it. So you process it with writing, and then you can read it out loud to yourself, or to send it to your coach, or to someone who you feel is important to you. And that process in itself works wonderfully with the coaching process as well.
Nice. I have this picture in mind that you're connecting the ratio, the heart, the mind, the spirit, you know, coaching, you know, the whole creativity. Yeah, it's beautiful. Nice. Now, coaching is very important, and also in other regions of the world, and it's growing also very fast. Where do you, you know, if you could give some advice for people in your region who want to become a coach, what could be, let's say, the 1, 2, 3 things that people need to think of?
Trust is universal, right? As a coach, to give that trust to everyone. But in specific, in our part of the world, people are very, very private. So this is really even double extra important to feel that sense of security with the coach himself or herself. That would be one thing. And it comes naturally, and it shows in the personality. It's not really something you can work with. Another thing that would be interesting is for the coach to somehow try to understand the culture and where the Arab and Muslim community is coming from, that point of view, because people in the Arab world, in the Muslim world, let me stick to the Arab world in specific, are really products of their parents and how they've been raised. And it's really been imprinted into their bodies, their cells, really ingrained. And in some ways it's beautiful, but in some ways it hinders that coachee or that person to really come out of their shell and really speak their truth and live the life they want to live versus the life that was set upon them because they were the eldest child or because he's a boy or because he's a girl, etc. Now, this thing, this is changing on many levels, but it's important to understand it because it's inevitable in every Arab family, I would say.
What do you do? You say, you know, the people in the Arab world sometimes, or, you know, they are very private because of their whole family. And of course, the concept of coaching that people open up and they feel safe and trust and then share their emotions and feelings and thoughts. So what is your recipe for success that your coach clients do actually this? They share their feelings and thoughts and emotions.
Every coach I know comes to the coaching session knowing that their coachee is fine, is okay, and has the capabilities, the resources within them to really grow out of their shell and reach their potential. But at the same time, it's not easy. Because it's not really in our culture to open up to a quote unquote stranger, whether it's a therapist or a coach, etc.
Yeah.
And it's quite taboo in certain families.
Taboo
as
also.
Well.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Things are changing, I say, I repeat, because young mothers and children and fathers are very aware of it and they want that for their children. They're more open to it. But I would say that for a coach, it's all about asking the first few right questions, that art of asking the 2-3 questions that will really relax the person in front of them and make them rest assured that the coach is not here to impose their own opinion. He's not here or she's not here to judge or to make any assumptions. So I feel like the first few questions is really critical.
Yes, absolutely. You also said at the beginning that you coach men and women. And I'm pushback, you know, if there is a difference when a male coach in an Arab world goes to a female, client goes to a female coach, is that something more difficult or different?
I don't see why, because at this end of the day, the therapist, coach, or whatever, is a professional who's there to help professionally. But definitely, you will find women who prefer to have a woman coach, especially if they're going to be, if it's not on Zoom, for example, if they're going to be in a room on their own, in the office of that person. Some people still prefer to have that same gender relationship.
Okay. So besides that, the Arab world sometimes is very private. Do you think there are any other issues at hand for you as a coach when they reach out to you?
At this time in the world we're living in, the Arab world is really moving into a new era of really pushing the equal partnership between a man and a woman and really pushing for it. And you can see it in different Arab countries around us. So it's actually for the benefit of both the coach and the coachee, makes it easier on the coach and helps the coachee to really reach out and say like, okay, now opportunities are equal. Let me seek professional help. So no, I wouldn't say anything in specific about that.
It's amazing, right? If you see 50 years, you're a few years back, the 50-year celebration of the region. And now what has been built in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, this is really, really, really amazing. And I also see the different services that's offered You know, it's in medical care, healthcare, and so on. Also, support for coaches and other is really amazing. What's been developed so fast? Where
yes,
do you see
such
the
a short time? And I would say the same about Saudi Arabia. In the past 5 years, what they've done in terms of reforms, social and economic, has been phenomenal. And the opportunities for women have been, you know, exceeding everyone's expectations. I went recently and I almost didn't recognize it because it's changed so much. So yeah,
changed so much.
It's pretty wonderful.
Yes, I noticed when I go over next week, I go over, it's the respect, the friendliness is enormous.
Yes,
this is really very interesting. You know, sharing your thoughts and your feelings about your coaching in your region. Is there anything else that you like to share with our audience?
I would just like to say first, thank you for having me, and it was wonderful talking to you. And at the same time, the importance of having that person, that professional, accompany us in such times where the world has become a stressful place, wherever you live in the world, time is running, so much, we're carrying so much on our shoulders, and to have that support of an individual that is, you know, certified, who's a professional, just really makes you think that you don't have to do it on your own. And we especially in the Arab world, we have a very tight-knit relationship with our families, but you know, our parents, our siblings, our friends, they're not professionals. So instead of straining that relationship and putting so much pressure on it for the family to be everything for us, they can be a source of support and love, and then seek that professional on the side to really help you reach the goals and aims and your full potential.
Excellent. Well, I do thank you for this amazing interview. And people, if you want to reach out for an amazing coach in the region, Aya is the person to go to. I do thank you. All the best. And I'm stopping the recording. Take care. Bye-bye.